Birkin. They look better in person. Hair nails match my Birkin. On black hoes keep working.
Real hot girl shit.
Yeah. This pussy bomb. Explosive. It's soaking. I suppose this. I'm stomping on hoes so motherfucking hard. I'm knocking out Mario tokens. Yo, bitch. She regular. I'm hot. Be careful. She average. I'm pressure. Yeah. I'm pressure. I'm pressure-licious. Yeah. I'm pressure. I'm pressure. I'm pressure-licious. Yeah.
She pressure-licious and I crave.
Take a picture of my bag. Now these bitches press the kid. Take a picture. Shake my ass. Now your nigga press the hit it. Pressure-licious.
It was worth it. I'm breaking the jet. It was worth it. I'm spinning the chick. I done broke out of switch. Trying to put a whole thing in chest. When we fucking, we making a mess. Yes. Backstroke. Left stroke. Deep stroke. Your throat. Slow. Stroke. Shorty North. That's a go.
He know I'm good as what business. I pull up the AMG 10. Working them.
Yeah, yeah. Now let's get back to what we do best. Welcome to another episode of Vibe With Me. It is your boy Rashad, and it has been a lot that has been going on in these coming weeks. Every day is a soap opera. Y'all know this. It is never, I don't think it's been a day last week that it wasn't something going on, but that's neither here nor there. Let's get right into what's been going on in the world. So the first thing I want to bring up is Elon Musk having an affair with Google's CEO's wife. Now, I'm going to just go out and say it. Elon, he's a dirty dick dude. It's funny how, like Gilly said, you know, a while ago, hey, money don't unlame a lame. You know, I feel like when you reach that level of net worth, you just feel like you can do whatever, you just don't have no remorse over nothing you do. I understand, you know what I'm saying? He planting a lot of babies out here. I get it. Do your thing. You know what I'm saying? We supposed to be, you know, fruitful and multiply. I get it. But out of all the women, you want to choose your friend's wife? Boy, I tell you, some men just ain't got no standards, no morals. Backstab you. Hey, how that song go? They smile on your face all the time, want to take your place. Them backstabbers. I tell you. But that's what Elon want to do, man. He want to be a backstabber. And when I heard it, I couldn't believe it, because I was just like, man, this dude. Boy, I tell you. But anyway, we're going to keep it rolling. So Rolling Loud was this weekend. Shout out to all the performers. Kid Cudi got assaulted on stage. People from the crowd kept on throwing plastic bottles at him, and he ended up walking off. He told them, he said, if you throw another bottle up here, I'm walking off. And they threw another bottle. He walked off stage. He was the headliner because Kanye wasn't going to perform. So what ended up happening was Lil Durk had a set, and Kanye came out with Lil Durk and performed a song. And Future had a set, and Travis Scott came out and performed with Future. So we, like I said, we had a couple special guests. Brittany Renner had a little situation with a fan. They got up in each other's face. A couple words was exchanged. I don't really know what was said, but she threw some water on the guy. The guy threw some water on her back. And some more people started throwing stuff at the guy, and security tried to, like, jump on the guy. My whole thing is, keep your hands to yourself. You can't control what nobody say, but just keep your hands to yourself. Unless somebody is trying to harm you, don't even let it stress you, man. I think a lot of times we get in our own way, you know. We just got to stay out the way sometimes. And I saw some of her people trying to hold her back when she stepped up there to talk to the guy, but that didn't work. So, and I saw another article where the guy did say he is going to be taking out legal consultation. So that's the route he's planning on going right now. So we'll definitely see how things pan out. But also, another thing that happened this week, I told you it was a busy week, is Kevin Durant. This is not a sports podcast, but we're going to talk a little sports. Kevin Durant, he's still being shopped around for, he's still trying to find another team to pick him up. They said Boston is interested, so we'll see how that unfolds. Ben Simmons been getting a lot of, he been catching a lot of heat because they said that he still has some steps to take before he comes back on the court. I don't really know what those steps are. And hopefully he's ready to play, but if he's not ready to play, then he's going to be warming that bench. James Harden took a pay cut so his team could have the salary cap to get some more players. First of all, shout out to you, James Harden, for that, because you didn't have to do that. But he ended up taking a 2-year deal worth $68 million. So it's more than I thought they was going to give him, because I didn't know how much of his salary cap they needed. But yeah, so hopefully we'll see what the team looking like at the start of the season. But yeah, shout out to you, man, for doing what you're doing. Also, it was a pastor in New York. He was on live stream with his congregation, and somebody came, three gunmen came in his church and robbed the church. Now, what makes this interesting is that allegedly this pastor had on $400,000 worth of jewelry. Now, I don't know why the pastor had to be that flashy. You know what I'm saying? God said, come as you are, but he wanted to come flashy. So, but yeah. So after the jewelry was taken from him and his wife, he made a statement, and he said that he works hard and that's what he chooses to spend his money on. Hey, you know, to that pastor, I'm glad that it was just the jewelry that was taken and it wasn't your life. But also, you have to realize that the wolves are hungry. And not only are the wolves hungry, you out there flashing. You just got to know, hey, hopefully you watching your six while you out, because I'm telling you, it's not a game out here, man. People is not worried about you a man of God. They're not worried about that. So hopefully, you know, Pastor, you invest in some security. We're going to move on from that. You know, some good music came out. Rory dropped a new single. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's called Why Not. The song I was playing in the beginning is called Pressurelicious by Meg Thee Stallion. Lil Durk and Southside got a song out called Save Me. Who else had some music come out? Of course, you know CMG. They got a lot of music out. They still promoting the album. Ransom got a song out called Last Gap with 38 Spesh and Mayor. Who else? Benny the Butcher. He got a song out with Maxo Cream called Football Heads. Hold on, let me play that a little bit. Hold on. It's called Back 2 by Stove God.
Hey, yo, I know what y'all want. Y'all want me back on that danger shit, nigga. I know what y'all niggas want. Mr. Pyrex, man. You know what I do with a fork, nigga. I'm eating caviar off your body that chopped in. When I quit, the guys I fed off narcotics, then got slipped.
It's called Living Proof by Lloyd Banks. That was Living Proof by Lloyd Banks. So now I want to get into our relationship talk. It was a clip that went viral last week by Bishop T.D. Jakes, and I want to play it. Here we go. Oh, it's not playing. I wonder why it's not playing. Well, because it's not playing, the clip was about, he said, "We are raising our women to be men. Stop bragging about how much you don't need me and wonder why I shy away." And this is about the black culture. Now, from what Bishop T.D. Jakes was talking about, I want to say he's kind of right. And that's just all I'm going to say about that. But the reason why I think he made this message was because you hear so many, and this is not all women, this is just some women, but you hear a lot of women saying they don't need a man. And not only do they say they don't need a man, you always are seeing women like bash the men. And it was never like that. It was never always like that. And the reason why I feel like the change came is because we living in a culture right now where it's so many different parts of, if you're on social media, there's so many different avenues of social media that's creating this divide. You got the red pill community, the blue pill, manosphere, and then you got all these different podcasts that talk about these issues. Some of these podcasts bash women. Then you got some of these podcasts that bash men. But the main thing you have to realize is women need men. Men need women. It's been like that since the beginning of time. Adam and Eve was in the garden. And even then, he told her don't bite that apple. He was trying to save her back then. Like they say, be fruitful and multiply. All this division that we have right now is not meant for us. We ain't supposed to be bickering and fighting every day. You always hearing on one side, niggas ain't shit. You hearing on the other side, bitches ain't shit. When you gonna hear, I love you, you love me? That's all you should be hearing. We should not be having all this toxic femininity, toxic masculinity. We shouldn't be having none of that. We should be having love, peace, prosperity. That's it. I'm not saying that we're not going to have trials and tribulations in this life. We are. But at the same token, all this fighting we doing for no reason. A woman telling her homegirl all the bad things about this guy. Now your friends are looking at this guy differently because of what you, or because of these negative images you put in your homegirl's head. First of all, if you're dealing with a man, the last person you need to go to about your issues is your homegirls. You need to keep y'all issues in-house with you two. Stop telling everybody y'all business. That's where a lot of people mess up at. And another reason why you keep hearing all these different clips about women are raised to be men is also too when it comes to the workforce. A woman does have to work harder to compete with the men, but at the end of the day, she could be trying to get this top position in her field. That's fine. Go for it. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, when you come home, your husband, your man, is not an employee. Y'all are a team. Y'all supposed to be doing this together. Ain't no one above the other. You a team. You his king, she your queen. That's how it should be. All this disrespect for no reason. I'm telling you, man. It gotta cease. We in a season right now. We got to kick these demons out. The devil ain't got no place here. And especially one other thing too. When it comes to another thing I picked out of this too, ladies. If you make more than your man, don't punish him for it. And what I mean by that is sometimes you get into fights and that's the first thing you bring up. But you knew that about this dude when you started dating him. So don't punish him because he makes less than you. That does not make him less of a man because you make more than him. Y'all still a team. Don't ever use finances as a way to tear down a man. Because he's not going to do it to you. And if he does it to you, then y'all need to talk about boundaries. Y'all don't need to be hitting below the belt. If y'all ain't got nothing nice to say about each other, don't say nothing at all. But like I said, at the end of the day, know what you're fighting for and know who you're fighting for. Like I said, we're a team. We're going to do this together. I'm not perfect. I never in life say I will be. I'm striving for it. Hopefully one day I'll get there. But I'm on this journey just like you are. You know what I'm saying? I'm searching for my queen. Ladies, I know y'all searching for y'all king. Fellas, I know y'all searching for y'all queen as well. But in the process, ladies, don't tear down the men. Men, don't tear down the ladies. Let's build each other up. And enjoy this life. One more thing I got to bring up. I saw another clip from the Crew Season podcast. I wish I could pull it up. Let me see. I might have it. And they were talking about, while I'm pulling it up, let me see. They were talking about how, here we go. No, I just talked about that. They were talking about how you are, if a man tells you, say you get to know a man and y'all hanging out, cool. But he lets you know he not looking for nothing serious. Ladies, if he tell you he not looking for nothing serious, that's what he mean. He don't mean he looking for a relationship. If he told you he not looking for nothing serious, y'all chilling. Go along with the ride. And the reason why I say go along with the ride is because he letting you know that's what he want. You said you want a man to be honest. He being honest. You gonna have some men in this life that's lie to you? Those just ain't the man for you. And if they lie to you once, they'll keep on lying to you. Stop talking to them. But if the man tell you what he want and you choose not to believe him, that is on you. And you need to search inside yourself and wonder why you cannot accept the truth. Y'all be begging for the truth. Niggas is telling the truth to y'all. So please accept him for what he tells you. I can't find a clip. They must have changed it. Hold on, I'll play this clip. That's cool.
A man, especially when we make a mistake, we harder on ourselves than y'all could ever be on us.
Max, they don't understand that, dog.
Ever be. Because we are tasked with the job of leading y'all, and we don't want to let y'all down. So when we make bad decisions, we tearing ourselves apart. But most women, what they'll do, pile right on. Oh, you ain't nothing. You should have listened to me. That's what I'm saying. I told you to do this. I told you to do this. She's saying that's not necessary. If you picked a solid enough man, he's going to come back to you and say, baby, you was right, man. Mm-hmm. You know, you tried to tell me, you know what I'm saying? You communicated it in a way that was respectful. I didn't listen to it. Mm-hmm. I decided to go my own way, bump my head. I apologize, baby, you was right. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to make that mistake going forward. And that's what a grown man does, and that's what she says. I married a grown man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is different than because a lot of women are not being with grown men, which is another issue. But it's a topic for...
Yeah, so that was a clip from the Crew Season podcast. But just like I was talking about earlier, know who you're dealing with and just be direct. You know what I'm saying? If your man is being a man, continue to treat him like a man. Don't treat him like no child. If you got a little boy, I suggest you let him go and get you a man. So, that is, I think I've covered all the, there's one more thing I want to cover. So, they're still talking about it. So, there is... there is a law they're trying to pass. So there is an act they're trying to come up with. It's called the Unborn Child Support Act. And what that will do is it'll allow women to get child support before the baby is born. Now, the reason why I bring it up is because a lot of people have mixed reviews on it. And they have ways to, after a woman is a certain amount of months, they have ways to test to make sure that you're the father. So the woman will be getting payments while she's pregnant, and she'll get payments after. So it definitely makes you think. So because this is something new they're trying to do, and a lot of people that's out here that are not having to deal with this, as far as, you know, it's been some women who don't know who the father is or never had no help. But also, I think they're calling this sneaky parenthood, and a lot of people are against it just because of, especially like a couple of men I've talked to about it, because they feel like, well, they saying if the baby's not born yet, what are you paying for? And some women that I've heard from, they said that you'll be paying for, you know, trips to the doctor, you know, getting everything ready for the baby, like pampers, strollers, things of that nature. So and the thing that gets me too is they'll put this in place. This is what I don't get. They're trying to put this act in place, but then you want to get rid of abortions. It just makes no sense to me. It's like, if you're going to do this, why not get rid of abortion? Why would you get rid of abortions if you're going to do this? Like I said, they don't know what they're going to do. They really just up in the air about everything. They just sit around and just be like, oh, well, I'm going to make it. Let's just do this. So that's what we're dealing with right now. The January 6th hearings are still going on. We are reaching progress as far as getting more and more people who were involved held accountable. They were saying how when Trump found out about it, he didn't offer no aid to help get it under control. They said he was just sitting at home, not doing nothing. I don't find that weird. I find it normal for him because it's Trump. But that's what it's going to be. Also, keep our president in prayers. They said he got COVID, so he's trying to, you know, do the best he can, you know. As of right now, Kamala holding it down, so we'll definitely keep y'all updated on that. One more thing. So, it was on TikTok. This pink sauce that looked like Pepto-Bismol was going viral. people will do anything. I'm telling you. I don't know what that girl made it with, but it looks like Pepto-Bismol. But anyway, hopefully no more people eat it, because I don't even know where she's from, but it's just a fact of it's some mysterious pink sauce I've seen people putting on their food, and it just don't sit right with me. I'm not judging the color of the sauce. It just don't sit right with me. But anyway, I don't have nothing else. I think I've wrapped up everything that I've thought of at the moment. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Vibe With Me. This is your boy, Rashad. I will talk to y'all soon. If nobody tell you they love y'all, I love y'all. Stay encouraged. Stay blessed. Stay prayed up. Take care.